Well, yeah, they have hatcheries on the ships.
No, I never.
The concept of the hatchery.
The transportation committee will please come to order. Let the record show that Representative Fanning, Representative Sharoff, Representative Metcalf, Representative Hayes, and Representative Cato are here. We're in a markup session. We have before us today the Transportation Committee substitute for House Bill 369, having to do with the Kinnick Arm crossings. You have some material in your packet. We did make a report back on the fact that we held hearings in both Wasilla and in Anchorage on the Kinnick Arm crossing. The bills that we had before us was asking for the entire $462 million, and it was the sponsor's suggestion that we made up a committee substitute which will give the startup. I don't think I have to read the bill to you. This would develop the location and the approximate location and the basic design criteria. I think all of you know that there are several alternatives for, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the tidal power one. Are you familiar with that, Joe? The one that Baron Rothschild in the causeway? And but this at least would give the startup situation. Is there discussion on this markup? We can't say we're going to railroad a bill through this committee because it doesn't have anything to do with the railroad. It's a causeway.
I thought we were putting a railroad across it.
That option is viable also.
Can we pipeline it down?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like just to add that this bill is in accord with what we have discussed here previously as sort of the two-phase or two-step system in doing a capital appropriation. I think it's consistent with what the House has been talking about it and the way that we handle capital appropriations. This $5.5 million, as it says, would develop an approximate location and provide the basic design criteria so that we could know fairly accurately what the cost will be. Right now, that $462,500,000 is, I think, inaccurate. I don't know whether it's high. I have a hunch it's probably high. Some people might think it's low. But in any event, it does provide the funds to determine what the cost would be, what the preliminary design elements are, and then I think the legislature could then make a rational decision in terms of statewide priorities of whether or not we go ahead and fund it. I'd move the markup and ask unanimous consent for the purpose of getting discussion going.
Representative Hayes has moved the markup and ask unanimous consent. Is there any discussion on this? Representative Sharoff, did you agree?
No, Madam Chairman, I have no objections to the markup here before us, or the draft. Is that what you're referring to? I have no objections to having that before us.
Representative Fanning?
I would just say that I think it's real reasonable of the sponsors to decide that to come back to $5.5 million for a couple of years, or $62 million is bigger than the capital improvement budget on the other side. But it does fit into the two-stage process we were discussing earlier.
Is there any further discussion on it?
That seems like an awful lot of money to me, $5.5 million to plan a project, but I guess that's where things cross out, isn't it?
Let me understand what the motion is. It's to have this as a market before us, not to move it out.
Right.
Out.
Your motion was for market for the purpose of discussion.
Yep.
And we'll take a vote on that. It is unanimous. Is there a further motion? Representative Sharon?
Madam Chairman, I I don't think I'm in opposition to this particular project. I do have some concerns, as I had stated in the meetings. I know that there were some excellent alternatives and maybe some interim alternatives to take care of the Connect Arm Crossing that wouldn't get into this much of an expense. I have to say this here because my district happens to fall within the same region as Anchorage. And one of the concerns that I have is that when the funding goes to that particular region, and not only the project like this here or maintenance or whatever, in all areas, my particular district and the chain, which is also part of it, quite often gets left out or picks up the tailings, which is sometimes not adequate enough there to meet the needs of those people living in that area. Projects like this here that are developed in Anchorage are great because my constituency participate in the use of those, but it doesn't do good for what they need back home. We're looking at, you know, a tremendous amount of development in the Anchorage area coming about. And I've got no objections to that. I think that's needed and it should come about. But this here is going to add, you know, considerably to that projected development. The mass transit system, we've had that before us, is going to, you know, take millions of dollars. The major port facility on the other side of the Connect Arm there, somewhere wherever that's developed or located, that's going to take a sizable amount of the development of the McKenzie area, the Beluga coal fields and so on. It's just going to take tremendous amounts of money. And the return, of course, it won't come about, but it will be many years down the road. And the concern that I have is my needs for my area and a lot of the other rural areas are urgent needs that have to be taken care of now. Roads and harbors and airports and water and sewer systems. And the money for these projects here is going to have to come from somewhere. These projects, I feel, are kind of in addition to what is actually going on now. And I feel that the need for these projects is essential. Again, we're going to have to feel a little bit of a crunch that we're feeling now. It's going to add a little bit more to some of the problems that we're having in rural areas. And I guess for that reason, I would oppose this particular project, knowing that we're going to put in $5 million now and then potentially another $40 to $50 million down the road.
Representative Hayes?
I can appreciate
your concerns.
Your thoughts on that, Fred? I think, of course, that politically, if we expect to, in the Anchorage Massu area, expect to pull off this project over the next few years, I don't see how we can do that without being sensitive to the needs of your area. I mean, I think that there has to be compromises and there has to be consideration for your needs, which are behind ours. I mean, in terms of some of your needs have been not addressed for a long period of time, and I think obviously we have to be sensitive to that. But this, let's assume this does cost $462,500,000. That's just a ballpark estimate based on a study that didn't develop a lot of the criteria, because some of this money here will be used for testing of the embankments on both sides, how the soils, more specifics on the bottom profile in terms of the type of design and the type of piling that will be used, and a lot of more tide work and so forth. But I think that one one thing that would, in the financing of the project, one of the considerations would be the development of a toll authority. I know the firm that I was a member of, engineering firm I was a member of for a number of years, when we did the Kinnick Arm, not the Kinnick Arm, but the Turnagain Arm crossing, back in the early 60s, before the state had all the money it does now, is that, and everything is, you know, everything's about, this was in about the same perspective. We were looking in those days at a toll, setting up a toll. And I don't, you know, it doesn't mean that the money's going to come out of the coffers. It means that a lot of different ways of financing the project. We need to get it up to a point where we can determine the cost and then determine how is the best way to, how's the best way to approach it, you know, through the capital, just paying cash. And that's something that certainly concerns you, and I can understand that, because if you're going to kick out $400 or $500 million for something like this, that certainly is going to affect other rural capital projects and so forth. But I think there's it doesn't have to be developed that way, and may very well turn out to be a toll, set up a toll authority, and it would be paid for by the user public. And that's the way it has to be done, or there could be some perhaps some partial state appropriation, and then the balance of it financed the toll. And that's done through the mechanism of selling revenue bonds, and the revenue bonds, of course, have to be projected and developed as being economically viable through the anticipated use. And I don't really know that. Wouldn't expect that would be a problem. So it doesn't, all I'm saying is, it doesn't necessarily mean that that we're going to take it out of the general fund. It seems to me that you know, it seems to me that this is a logical next step. We spend $5.5 million, and we can find out whether or not this is going to cost, and how much is it going to cost, and make some of the, and then go on and make some of the determinations on how to fund it. Otherwise, you know, the way things are going down here, you could get somebody that would just, depending on how the legislature, the makeup of the legislature, somebody could actually try to push an appropriation bill through for $462,500,000 if they thought they had the votes to get it done, and wind up with the bridge half built. Or anyway, it seems to me that this is not an unreasonable thing to do. I think it's the next step that you really got to watch.
I appreciate the comments, sir. But from the case, and I agree there that this is, you know, a logical step. But I think also he has expressed the perception that my particular problems with the high cost of transportation today, you know, I could only see there that this would maybe add to help my constituency in some way, because, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, people talked about vacations of going to Seattle, Washington, and that was, you know, and whatever. Now, their vacations go to the mainland, particularly Anchorage. You know, and it's convenient for them to have something there that's worth going there for. And this could possibly be that, but I just have certain reservations at this time, even $5 million. But I do agree that it is a logical step.
Yes, Representative Fanning.
I was going to ask two questions about the specific language in the bill on page 1, line 17. Kind of the purpose of this bill seems to be an overall thing in regards to setting up this system for paying for intermunicipal highways.
I think you're looking for the wrong
bill. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're only talking about House Bill 369.
Yeah,
we're not doing 368?
Yeah.
No,
we're not doing 368.
We're not going to do 368?
No. It's been incorporated into 369. So
it hadn't been incorporated in 369. It just, In other words, 369 is something different, you gotta do it, right? Okay, that's fine.
No, that's a word draft copy for backup information, Ken.
Well, Madam Chairman?
Representative Hayes?
The purpose of House Bill 368, it tied together with 369, when 369 had the full appropriation. And it provided for a different class of road, which got around some of the what the people had studied at the fairs considered a constitutional problem in terms of special projects and that sort of thing. And I think, you know, it's probably still a good bill in terms of, you know, but I don't, as far as I'm concerned, I don't really care whether it gets through this session or not. I just like, this is the one that I'd like to deal with. I just like to see, I'd like to see this amount of $5.5 million appropriated to determine the actual cost and all the design criteria, so and tie down the location. And then if next year, or the years that follow, is determined to be then a priority project, then they can use whatever mechanism they want to. They may want to, they may not even want to do this, because there's been some suggestions that we ought to set up a port authority to build this, and a toll authority or whatever. So I think it would, you know, until you know those things, it's probably not necessary.
The only question that I would have in regards to this specific, the title is reasonably vague when it talks about preliminary development work. You know, we've heard from the department that it's the design work normally is around 10% of a project. Of course, this is considerably in excess of that. If this were the total,
this is just preliminary design.
In other words, we can expect another $5 million to come. Whereas in any normal project, we expect overall the total design work only to be 10%. We're allocating more than 10% for preliminary design, and then the decision's made, there'll be an additional, I guess that's the question.
Representative Hayes?
This would $5.5 million would probably be something, maybe depending on what the cost is, if it's $450 million, it would be roughly 1.2% of $462 million project. That is a rule of thumb amount for what we call preliminary design, and that would entail some additional soil testing, particularly on the embankments on each end, additional bottom profiles, additional tide, you know, some additional testing and soils work. And a preliminary design that would essentially determine the elements of the final design, like the spacing of the piling, the type of, you know, the span length, the type of bridge design that would be, you know, girder or whatever, box beam or whatever, and then with a preliminary cost estimate, and then from there, you know, normally you make, in designing projects, you make preliminary designs, and then you look at it. Then the owner takes a look at the preliminary design, and there may be two or three different. You may design three or four different systems, make three or four different approaches during the preliminary phase. Then the owner decides which way he wants to go, or not go at all. And then you go into final design. That of course, final design I would envision would be incorporated into an appropriation of construction and design of the project.
And that's not being a 30.
Well, design.
I mean, if to bring it up to that total 10% figure that they were telling us about.
Yeah, design and construction supervision could, you know, the Department of Transportation is running a lot higher than 10%. Actually, in the engineering, in private practice, on many projects, of course, not a $460 million magnitude, but usually run around anywhere from maybe around average of 15% for design and construction supervision of a project. So if you got a $1 million project, you'd have $150,000 $1,000. It'd be just design and construction supervision, although on the project of this size, it'd probably be around 10 million, 10%. But you wouldn't go ahead and appropriate another $40 million for design. I think that the next appropriation it would be design and construction, and you'd appropriate the whole damn thing, or you wouldn't do it. You know, you just wouldn't wind up with $40 million set of plans and no money to build it. You never do that.
Okay.
You waste the money.
Is there further discussion on the subject before us? Representative Hayes?
I'd like to make a motion to move the bill.
Representative Hayes has made a motion to move the bill. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Say aye, Ms. Kathy.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right, so the bill has been moved out of committee. And takes chances in finance, I guess.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm really sorry, Ken, that you couldn't have been at the hearings. I would also like to state at this time that I see this as a project to work on the interim, and as I've stated in this committee before, the overall plan of a transportation infrastructure throughout the entire state. I just about have the interim committee goals and objectives put together, and believe me, Fred, I won't leave your district out or mine. Because I don't know whether my thinking is incorrect or not, but I definitely see a need of an overall transportation, including all modes, for the entire state rather than willy-nilly building projects here and there. And I understand Fred's concerns because I have exactly the same concerns, and I'm going to have them even more now that if we don't retain the design and construction facility in Valdez.
Yeah.
Because, and there's one thing I did want to ask you about. I realize we don't interfere with the department's methods of doing things, but there's one thing I'd like you to take in consideration, and I don't know how this can be arrived at, and this is the lateral moving within the department of funds that are allocated by the legislature and then moved to some other area. And that's something I'd like all of you to think about. I think it's happened to every one of us, such as the Lackinac Bridge, which was appropriated for, is in the Juneau Douglas Bridge down here. And I was told that, yes, I could have the Lackinac Bridge provided I made a further allocation for it. Well, it seems to me that that's just asking a little bit much when allocations are made by legislators and then the department laterally moves whatever they want, wherever they want. And I'm sure that must be a concern of all of yours. And I'd appreciate any ideas on this. As I say, I recognize that we don't interfere with the internal workings of DOT. But you've lost a lot of money that way, Fred, I'm sure, haven't you?
That's basically what part of the problem is that I may be concerned with. When they do move this about, and when you reappropriate it or make sure that money is appropriated again years later, then and the inflation factor is not built in, then you just don't have the money to build the project.
Yeah. Exactly. And then when they move part of the funds or all the funds to another area, then you're sitting there with your hands full of air. Representative Metcalf?
Can we get that subject?
Representative,
yeah, I'd like to make a couple comments on this subject, if we could, before we switch over to Ray.
Evidently, the final deal on this is not come over from drafting yet.
On the Lackinac Bridge.
I'll get it to you.
Situation, I guess, what's the name of that mining community over there?
McCarthy.
McCarthy. There's a series of three bridges to get from say from Anchorage or from the Glen Island, Chittenden area over to McCarthy, and there were funds allocated to that. I'm aware of it because some of my constituents in District 12 have mining interests at McCarthy, and the money was appropriated to build those bridges. However, the Department of Transportation, apparently the administration didn't want to build those bridges for, like, I would guess for
no growth,
yeah, environmental concerns, no growth attitude. So they shifted those funds laterally and put it into the Juneau project. That just makes me madder than hell. You know, I don't, wherever, you know, anytime, not just because of that particular project, although I certainly have an interest in it, I like to drive over there if I could, but why, but just that whole system. And it seems to me that we ought to, if there's any way we can get them in here or whatever we have to do, I think the department of, you know, I know that to do that, they've got to shift it from somewhere else, right? But that project should be built. That should be done. Those bridges have been down since the 64 earthquake, and they've never been built.
Well, the whole entire process seems to me a case of robbing Peter to pay Paul. And it seems to me that some other type of situation could be worked out. Representative Fanning?
Yeah, Madam Chairman, I think that the budget and audit recommended a solution to us, and sometimes we're the cause of that. We've passed out several appropriation bills here where we specifically authorize them to do that. And it's real simple. If they don't have that authorization, they can't do that. I would think that I'd be willing to work on legislation that made changes in the statutes that simply precludes that. I don't. They're going to screen that doesn't give them flexibility. But if we sit here and go over a specific project like this one we just did, and then turn around and find out that they shifted it to a road or a bridge crossing in Minto Lake in Fairbanks, then that's nuts. And there's no reason for that. We're dealing with specific projects, and they should build them. Now, that causes us some, specifically in rural areas. If you'll think about it, we pass typically bond issues, and out of here we've already passed this year two different pieces of legislation that involve 19 to 20 villages, and we just came up with an out of the air figure and said it's going to cost $50,000 for erosion control assessment in these 50 villages or in these 20 villages. And then we stuck a little note right at the bottom of that, said it's all right if you don't use it in some of these and switch it around to others. And then that caused a problem. We shouldn't do that. We should say this money is appropriated for these villages, period. If it's not used in that village, then it goes, then it lapses. And that, you know, I mean, that's the bullet that we've got to bite if we want to do that. But I think the mechanism is available for us to do that easy enough. They say use it for this project or you don't use it, fellas.
Oh, I agree with that, but how do we deal with the problem at hand? You know, how do we build a Lackinac Bridge without, you know, going back to square one? Okay.
That's all right.
You know, I mean,
that's a study that I think we have to do.
Yeah, I think we should make a move of the damn funds from somewhere else. If they're not going to do something somewhere else, that's
here comes the domino effect. Look out.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what it creates. This lateral power creates a domino effect. Well,
let's just take away that lateral power. Let's take away retroactively if we had to.
And some of the projects in Fred's area which have been allocated for and never built.
I would recommend that the committee could just let's make a request of our legal division to come up with the proper language to preclude this lateral exchange, and see what statutes we would need to change to prevent DOT from doing that. And that's not going to solve the Lackinac problem, but it's going to send a message real quick, and it could well solve problems that we don't even know about that they're building, that they're in the process of switching funds back and forth.
There must be, on the Lackinac project, for instance, there must be some funds floating around. You know, there must be some projects that have been, money has been appropriated for that for other reasons, you know, that they can't be built.
How about to accompany this legislation, we come up with a resolution right now demanding the, or requesting the governor to direct DOT to find the money and to build black on the project that was done. And if we did that and accompanied it with a statute that said that, you know, you're not gonna switch these funds anymore, that ought to send the message we're pretty serious.
I'd like to do something like that. Any other project? You got, Fred's got one stick it on there, but I,
You have some of those that has happened to, Fred?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's work on that then. And I'll have staff work on that.
We could expedite it through both bodies and get it on the governor's desk next week or so.
A resolution and a statute.
Representative Metcalf.
Mr. Chairman, I've got a few bills in this committee and I was wondering if I'd be able to get a hearing on them. I got one more coming too.
Yes. If you're referring to the Whittier Access Road, I've been waiting for the Senate bill to come over. You and I have had several discussions on that. I resent you getting into my turf, so to speak.
It's my turf. It's my backyard.
It's your backyard, but it's my front yard.
No, I'm not just referring to that bill. I'm referring to, as well as that, I'm referring to a bill I've got in for preliminary design. I've got another bill coming. In other words, there's a lot of projects that could be stepped up if the design work were done earlier. Identify those projects and put them in a form of a bill. And I think that it's something that a lot of representatives should look at, projects that are coming in their area, doing the design work right now. So that's something that's on the shelf.
Take it under advice.
And
Representative, I was going to suggest there that maybe rather than use committee time, that Representative Metcalf and yourself maybe sit down and discuss this. This is what I do in our resources committee. If people have the bill, there is a written request that comes in there.
Is there any further discussion, buddy? And we will get the bill form to you as soon as possible.
Your bicycle around?
Yeah, right. And I will get the staff to work immediately on some type of situation where we can say, okay, let's get these projects done. I don't care where you have to rob the money from, and because you've robbed it already.
And then further, there'll be no more robbing in the future.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we can work on in the interim, because I'm not sure the intricacy or
They're going to complain about it. You know, the budget's not
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care what they complain about, frankly.